First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchioni recounts a conversation.
Though startled out of my reverie, this time I knew. That long and complex, almost bark sound coming from up in one of the pines was neither a large bird whose reverie I'd disturbed, nor a fearsome mammal to be frightened of. The call lasted many seconds, ran across a scale of sound, lilted, played bass. At first it sounded angry, then dubious. Before becoming quiet, I heard the rise of a question in its voice, so I answered. "Good afternoon, squirrel. What's up?" After a mere fragment of silence, I received an answer. No measly single-syllable reply either, but an elaborate response ending again with what I swear was a question. Having politely answered my question, and having good manners, the squirrel knew to ask another. We went on like this for some time, each of us saying something, though exactly what the squirrel said, or even inexactly, I can't tell you. I expressed my joy at our meeting, hoped the squirrel was gathering enough food for winter. Each of us ended our portion of the conversation with a question, waiting politely for what had become a promised reply. Not wanting to wear out my welcome if, in fact, that's what I'd received, I continued slowly on my way. Distance didn't stop us until it did. Maybe this morning, when my feet find the familiar path, that squirrel will call down to me from a high branch and we can continue our conversation.
Patrice Vecchioni is an author and poet who lives in Monterey. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rent.